Blog Talk Radio.
Never give up, never give in, always look up, and God has a plan. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva, sponsored by WBDN Media, the By Design Network. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I will be your host. Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host. Today we'll be talking about passion and what it means to have passion in your life and how that you can live a purposeful life. We'll have our host on today, Ms. Melanka Grant, and she'll be talking about her new book, Engulfed When Passion Explodes. It's an excellent book. It's available on Amazon. And the great thing is it was edited by her daughter. Today, before she comes on, and I know that she is... Hold on. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
Good. How is your voice, Ms. Volante?
How is my what?
How is your voice doing today?
Pretty good. I have cough drops, so I just want to get through without coughing on the air. That's what my goal this morning.
That's your goal this morning. Welcome, Volante Grant. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my friend. And this
Thank
is the
you.
Owner.
Thank you so much.
I love you. You're just awesome. She is the owner of the By Design radio show. She's also a writer for Examiner.com, and she's a graphic designer, and she calls herself the executive producer, but she's everything. She's a passionate writer. She has three columns, as I said, for Examiner.com, the Chicago City Guide Examiner, and a home-based business examiner. The Chicago African American Examiner. Her media experience includes television and radio. She was a special guest on Oprah Winfrey's Live Class during the inaugural week. And I call her Little Oprah because she has so many ideas, and people are so drawn to her, and I'm so drawn to her because she does. When she talks, you just want to be a better person. Volante, today I've been reading your book. I haven't finished it all. I downloaded it on from Amazon, and I was interested in talking about not giving away the book because I want people to go get it. But what was the idea behind it?
Sabrina, you have something, somebody's mic or something is staticking behind you. It just stopped,
okay,
whatever
yeah.
it was.
Okay, you know what? I have my headphones on, so there you go. Sorry. Volante, in your book, you wrote one of the reasons that you wrote it had to do with after your daughter was born. Can you explain that to us?
Definitely. Up until that, I was that person who was raised to follow the rules. I did everything they told me to do. You know, I grew up, I got married, did everything the right way, and my life essentially unraveled, okay? So I kind of felt like at that point I'm thinking, well, you know, just do whatever you're big and bad enough to do. And I never put my passion first. Everything that I wanted to do, I dismissed, and I did what I was told. Okay, that's all I did. And so then I kind of felt like maybe God was not with me. I didn't realize that my gifts were from God and that He wanted me to use them to bless others. I thought the only way I could be a blessing to others is by doing what they asked me to do or told me to do. I didn't realize that my gift and following my passion was the way for me to bless others and impact so many more people than the 5 or 10 people in my circle who were demanding things from me all the time. So with the birth of her, it was solid confirmation because God has given me exactly what I asked for. When I asked him for a child by the time I was 30, I thought it was how to marry, you know, baby was done that way. I went through this whole series of events. But at the end of the day, he gave me exactly what I asked for, but he did it his way and showed me that tradition and protocol is not always what's tough. You know, you have to follow what's inside of you and follow your own heart.
And you're absolutely right. It's interesting because your daughter, Vance, I know you call her V and I call her V, she's an extraordinary young person. She's like her mom. She's very intelligent, very articulate, and is a great editor. And you, in the beginning, the acknowledgments of your book, it says, to my daughter, Vance, is not only my inspiration, but my editor and my MVP of my team. And then you say to your parents, Bonnie and Viola, did I say that right, Stuart?
Yeah, Viola, yeah.
For establishing a requirement of excellence and supporting everything. Tell us more about your daughter and explain where her future is going because of you living a passion, purposeful life.
She is quite amazing. I honestly don't know where her future is going. I open a path for her.
Right.
Literally every week. Another gift, and although I have the most wonderful parents in the world, I was kind of steered in one direction, and it was kind of narrow, where this is the only way to be successful. If you don't do this, you fail. Okay, and that kind of hurt me. For my daughter, I try to give her room, and all I do is watch her and open up opportunities for her where I see a gift in an area where I see that she's gifted. And what that has done is it's built her confidence, it's brought her out. And I laugh, you know, I said she's MVP of my team. All of these years I've been working with people trying to network, I've gotten through so many times. And I joke around and say instead of trying to network, I should have just kept having babies. Because
right.
She has proven to be such a great business mind. I mean, I honestly don't think she'll ever work for anybody. And I still don't know what she's going to do professionally, but whatever she does, I'm behind her, and she's going to be awesome at it.
Yes, she is. You know, in your chapter one, I just have to say I like the title, Ignite. And I'm just going to read the first sentence. It says, passion begins at the core is a natural experience. You have to understand your nature in order to understand how to ignite your passion. That was pretty powerful for me because when I first met you, I was in the middle of the road of thinking I knew what my passion was, and I was just starting to write just for a hobby, not knowing that God was taking me down another road. God helped you see that in me, and I really have to say today I'm only here by the grace of God and that you listen to what he said because I wouldn't have this radio show without you. So explain how you got that title Ignite, because it's powerful.
Well, the entire book came to me. If you pay attention to my writing at all, you'll notice I'm a metaphoric writer. Everything I use illustrations and metaphors and everything, even when I'm speaking. So I actually, the first chapter that came to me was Bad Draft, because I saw the movie Bad Draft and how that explosion happened. And people always talk about passion fire. So I'm thinking, well, okay, ignite the fire because it's there. It just needs to be ignited. Fire is an element. It's there. You don't create fire. It exists already. You just have to make sure that the climate, you have to make sure that the elements are in place, and you have to do the right thing to ignite the flame. And that's where I came up with the title of the first, because you're there, you're born in the first child who, if you've done something and you've gotten praise for it, and, you know, you got rewarded. And then I told about a time when you did something that you knew you were going to get in trouble for, but you did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you did that you got in trouble for is probably more in line with your passion. So many people, you work on a job, you want a raise, you want a promotion, you want a good evaluation. It's like we're little dogs
right.
waiting to get pat on the head. God did not create us with the mentality of a pet. We are the highest life form, yet we let animals live out their passions more than we do, you know?
Amen. I agree 100%. You're absolutely right. And the interesting thing is, you know, you point out, and I'm just going to say, do the last question, and you have a passion quiz. They're going to have to read the book to get it. But one of the things is, it's that if you're two out of these three questions, the passion is gone if you answered A. And that's good to know because, you know, I've been really focusing on the Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11, that God has a plan for you and a purpose and not to harm or hurt you. But basically, I'm interpreting the last part to fulfill you where he wants you and not where man wants you. And I know for me, it's been a journey being a writer, and I'm new at it. I'm like an apprentice, but it's amazing because I love to write and I love to interview people, because when you interview people, I feel that I learn from them. And on Saturday, when we do the Saturday social that comes on at 10 a.m., it's interesting because you bring to light so many issues. Last week when we were talking about elderly family, everything you do, you try to do to benefit others. Like you really, even though you're trying to live your life, Alante, you want to make sure that your parents are taken care of. And so when we talk about purpose and success, it's not just success for yourself. You try to embrace the other people in your life.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And that's why I say passion is not being selfish. And I actually picked this up when I was at the Oprah show. Sometimes you think the way to help people is to jump every time they call you. But the best way for me to help you is to be the best me that I could be, so that
right.
I have more resources to be able to really to be stronger. If you don't see my value, then you're not even aware of the capacity, you know, the full capacity to which I can help you. So it's up to me to build myself up even for you, for my daughter, for my parents. And sometimes the people who benefit the most, they don't see it. And that's okay. I talk about that in the book as well. Your family, they're usually the last people who see it. I dedicated the book also to my sister. She's the first person who saw it and actually valued the difference. Everybody else, you know, my father is hilarious. He'll tell you in a minute, Val ain't never had no sense. She's always been crazy. That's what my father has said about me. And it's funny. And he's like, she's going to do what she's going to do. She wants to do. She's crazy. We don't know what's wrong with her. Just leave her alone. You know, he's like, but that's my daughter. You better not bother her. They've always realized I wasn't like everybody else. But my sister was the one who taught me to appreciate it. She's like, no, you got something here. And right before she died, I did a seminar, and she was scheduled to present. She couldn't make it. And so she read through my materials, and she said to me, I won't be able to be there because I'm too sick. She said, but you got this. And the way that she said you got this was not specific to that seminar. She kind of looked at me as if to say, you know, you're going to be all right. You got this. At this time, I didn't know I was going to lose her. And because she was truly my number one fan. And when she did that, and I still use that to keep going today. If I'm struggling, if I don't know how to do it, I'm like, no, Bernie said you got this, and you got this.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that. You have to have that. And I try to be that for people because I had it. Some people don't have it, even you. You know, Sabrina, you got this. And seriously, if you didn't have it, trust me, I would tell you, girl, go sit down and figure out what you're doing, because you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness, Alante, you are, and listeners, Alante is, I have many people who support me, but I'm going to have to say again, you saw something in me, and I'm looking at, as I was reading over materials about you, the one thing that stood out to me, another thing that stood out, was you have this saying, leaving nothing to chance but living by design, which is actually, you call your network by design. And let's talk about that. You're a design by right. You're a graphic designer for business cards, logos, flyers. You actually created my logo for for Conversations with the Diva. When you're designing, when you're helping a client, the question is the vision. How do you get the vision for what you want to design for them and the creativity?
Listening to them, paying attention to them, and that's honestly, Sabrina, that's my gift from God. My gift is not the ability to use the software. My gift is the ability to listen, to connect, to love people. When I design for you, I listen to what you want, but I design until I'm satisfied with what I did for you. And
Right. Sometimes
I have had clients literally cry because my goal is to bring your vision into reality. When you're trying to do something, you got this vision in your head, it's not clear. My goal is to talk to you, get a feel for you, connect with you, and then come up with something that is you. I design what I see in you. And honestly, school didn't teach me that. That is my God-given gift. And it crosses over into media and everything, even when I interview people. Celebrities walk away saying, can we still be friends? Just like talking to you. Because that's my God-given gift. It took me a long time to learn how to monetize it. And I don't like using the word monetize it, but I also
right.
do. Because some people sacrifice what they're good at trying to make money, and that's backwards. God gave all of us everything that we need to make a living, and sometimes we skip over it because we don't see a way to make money from it.
Right.
But if you follow your passion and you follow By Design, the By Design Network, I say this all the time, at creation, God created everything, and then he made man, and he gave man dominion over the world. The world is for you. You're not for the world. And once you understand that and once you take dominion, you stop living a reactive life. You do everything by design. You're not lucky. It's not by chance. It is by the divine plan that God has for your life. If you follow that, you will live in abundance and overflow.
And that is so true. Because a lot of times and you pointed out to that in your book, but you talked about it earlier when you were first talking about we want to live how other people want us to live. We want to fulfill other people's purpose or what they think our life should be instead of us living for what God has for us. Like I said, I didn't really believe in my gifts as a writer or interviewer, but as I was reading through your book, I realized that I have a gift of being able to just talk to people. And as I talk to them, because I know a lot of my friends who write, they have set up questions. It's hard for me to set up questions. I can ask you two or three questions that I may have in advance, but as I listen to a person and you listen to their story, it's something in me, and I know that's God, that allows me to ask you a question right there at that moment in time that's specific
right.
to the interview.
Yep, that's true. And that's your
yeah.
gift. And sometimes circumstance enhance your gift. Everything that you went through with your childhood and with your dad and all that stuff, all of that only makes your gift stronger, Sabrina. It did. And it's parent.
And I think as a parent today, one of the things I do for my son is that I had a dream for them that I would like, but as you let them evolve and you pray for them and you talk with them, because a lot of people didn't know, I wrote an article today, but I homeschool my children. And the reason I homeschool my children is because when you talk about purpose and passion, my 14-year-old is a young V. He is just off the charts smart. He can do his own thing. And it was very hard to be labeled in school as a troublemaker because you finished all your work earlier. So one of the things I do for him is I homeschool both my children. And another thing that I've learned through understanding being a Williams sister and being having famous siblings, that I've learned that you helped me see that, Volante, that I already had a purpose. I already had a plan for my life, and it wasn't based on being from siblings. It was based on what God was already doing, and he had already established and set groundwork for me. So I'm living in my own purpose, not behind somebody else.
You actually had celebrity status before Venus and Serena were born, because you were born first, and you were born with it. It's just all you had to do was walk in, and I keep telling you that. And I love the way that you're building yourself out, because your success is not contingent on them. There are three amazing Williams sisters. There's Sabrina, who came first, and then there's Venus and Serena. And a lot of people are going to come at you because you're their sister, and those people will totally miss the best part of you.
Thank you, Volante. You know, and it's funny because it now, as I go on, yes, people know. And for a long while, I was like, okay, well, if I want to be successful, I have to say I'm a Williams sister. Well, I'm a Williams sister because, like you said, I was born first, but that's not where God is. I'm a child of God first, and he already had a plan. And it's interesting because now I reached out to John Jurgensen. He has a series called the Animind Series, which is a powerful, uplifting spoken word based on the Bible, based on biblical standards. And I reached out to him. And I usually, when I first started writing and asked people for interviews, I was like, oh, no, they won't interview me. Now I go into it with, I'm going to be successful. My purpose is I'm going to get this interview. And what's the worst that they could do is say, no, it wasn't meant for me to be interviewing with them. This young man has agreed to come on our show in February and discuss his books and how he impacts. One of the series is You Are Awesome, and he says to young women, it's a video, it's 3 minutes, and it says, you're awesome, you're powerfully made, and he uses your words, Volante, passion, purpose, you're here for a reason, you're your own, it doesn't matter about about school or anything else. It is very empowering to me because I've learned that I'm successful because of God, and that's the number one reason. And not because of my father or my sisters or my mom. I'm successful because I'm a kid of God. And that's very helpful for me when I'm interviewing and talking to other people, because I see beyond what sometimes people see in themselves. I see that God has something better for them.
Definitely. He does. That's the key to it all. And even with this year, I don't know what it was about this year, but I said this year my thing is going to be Passion 2015. Then there was an event in Atlanta last weekend that picked it up, Passion 2015, and you're saying he used my words. It seems to be, it's crazy because when I hashtag Passion or Passion 2015, I pick up all of these people who are talking about Passion 2015, and it's starting to trend. I didn't even know that. I wasn't following the trend. I just went with what came into my head. And so now I'm connecting with all of these people, and that's how God works. And even in my book, I talk about some people are going to drop off. I've lost some acquaintances and some friends, and I call it pruning. And you're going to experience this as well. When you follow your passion, people are going to say you're getting a big head and you've changed. And I used to deny it and say that I didn't change. I'm the same person, but I did change, because you get accustomed to being with people who love you. You get accustomed with people who appreciate you, who are genuine. Once you get used to that, you don't want to be around people who make you feel bad anymore. So, yeah, I did stop returning your calls. Yeah, I did stop coming around because I don't like the way you make me feel. And I discovered that I didn't have to deal with that. And that's okay.
You know what? And the funny thing is that I was, believe me, this since last, I think it was August since I started really, or last May since I started writing, I've had people tell me, that's dumb, you need to go back into just staying, work social service, that's not going to work for you. And you know what? It is very hard for me to lose people who I thought were my friends, but I didn't lose them. As you say, it's the fact that I've moved to a different place where God has me, and you weren't meant to be with me in that place, and that's okay. Because you know what? He has something for me, and the path and where I'm going may not be where he wants you to continue on that journey with me. And that's how I look at it now. Instead of I'm losing a friend, it's just that you helped me to, got me to this fork in the road in the journey, and that's where it ends, and I love you as you are. And hopefully maybe in the future I'll catch up with you there. But if not, you brought something to the table at that moment in time. It's like a season. Like, I know it's really, really cold in Chicago. You guys live through seasons, okay? So I know it's cold there. Where in Las Vegas, we miss the season sometimes. We just go from hot to cold or whatever. We don't get the flowers that, you know, that bloom or the changing of the leaves. And I think that's when you're going through life and you develop in a passion. You have to remember, you're going to go through seasons. There's a purpose for you being right there at that moment in time. But you're going to be successful, and you can do it. But you have to remember, your dream is not somebody else's dream, and they have their own dream. And you have to be willing to accept and live your dream where you are at that moment. Like Volante, with you, it's interesting because you stand alone with your own network, where a lot of people, they're like, hey, network with me or network with me. You do that, but you're not based on that, because you know where God has you going. And you, like I said, are a little Oprah. You're more powerful than some of the people that are constantly advertising themselves and saying, I'm here, look at me. You don't do that. And you, like when you did the interview with Gloria Gaynor, which had me in tears, it's just amazing how you were able to talk to her and bring out just the best in her and also allow the readers to evaluate themselves.
Yeah, and I love it. You know, it's just a blessing, Sabrina. And my approach to media is very unorthodox. I know that. I break all of the media rules, mm-hmm. and which is why it's hard to get people to buy into my team. They're just like, you don't do the drama, you don't do sensationalism, you're not going to do this. But I am finding people who love it. Even, again, celebrities, they are tired of people sensationalizing their names. They like talking to me because it's like talking to a real person. And so I found my little pocket. And Sabrina, honestly, I can't tell you where these people are coming from. I go and I check numbers. And even with the radio station, we discuss some things. Where the radio is going is unbelievable. But I'm that person. I want every little thing perfect. Every little thing perfect. I can't wait till you get here. And if you do, but I want every
Chicago,
little thing perfect.
I will be there. I will, in the cold. I'm trying to find a partner.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I interviewed this one guy. I know we're running out of time. But this one guy, Timothy Bloom, he told me, he said, I made a lot of mistakes. He said, but I thank God that nobody knew who I was before I got it right. That stuck with me. Because right now, I want it right. And when I'm out there, I want it to be untouchable. I want your show untouchable. And I got these crazy visions. It's unreal that nobody is doing. And I'm super excited, full of passion, and I'm so glad to be on your show this morning.
Well, you know what, Volante, and I am too, and I count you as a blessing and a dear friend from God, because you have really, you don't even understand how much that you've helped me. You know, it's always, I always laugh, but I've heard somebody say, I heard somebody say this when they were 65, one of my little friends, and they says, when I grow up, they wanted to be like somebody else. And I said, when I grow up, I want to be like Volante. You're at peace. Where things flow. You laugh, Volante, but when I grow up, I'm going to be like you, where everything's just at peace, you're calm. And you know what? That drive for things to be right and that drive to live where you are bringing others alongside of you, but at the same time, you're not giving up on your dream. And I just appreciate that. And I'm going to pray us out, and then I'm going to give a shout-out to, again, to our radio station, WB. And dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for Ms. Volante Grant agreeing to come on the show. She is a wonderful young woman. Please bless her as she continues to stay, help her voice stay intact, and please let Chicago not be that cold when I come there. Thank you, Volante. Thank you to Roy Jones Jr. M for allowing us to cover their boxers, and also to Next Level Fitness, Danny Buongiorno, and to my son, Elisha, who is listening. You guys have a great day. Tune in for Conversations with a Diva next week as we talk the whole week about attention deficit in children and attention deficit in adults, and how there's alternative ways other than medication, which can include exercise and changing your eating habits. You guys have a great day. Be blessed. Love you. Have a great day.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.